In Lebanon, funerals took place for a dozen people killed by exploding pagers that had targeted Hezbollah militants. But even as they buried their dead, more electronic devices blew up, claiming yet more lives and wounding hundreds of people. That is on top of almost 3,000 wounded the day before. NPR's Jane Arraf and Jawad Rizkala were at the funeral in Beirut's southern suburbs.
It was a modest setting, an empty lot in Beirut's mostly Shia southern suburbs. Men lined up to give their condolences to male relatives of the victims. Women gathered on the steps of a shrine across the street. Four photos looked down from a wall.
There's a young boy, smiling and wearing what looks like a soccer jersey. Next to him is a nurse, and then two Hezbollah fighters. Unlike the rest of the victims, they're a combination of civilians and fighters.
People who knew the boy's family said he was 11 years old. They said he and a young girl were killed when the pagers buzzed with a message. The pagers exploded after the children picked them up to take them to their fathers. The attack was unprecedented, a sophisticated cyber operation that also intercepted the supply chain to insert explosives in the handheld messaging devices that Hezbollah believed were secure. The pagers exploded in homes, streets, cars, supermarkets.
Yesterday when it happened, of course, we were surprised. We were astonished. We were sad.
That's an 11th grade mourner who didn't want to give his name because he was worried about security.
The number is bigger than the mind can process. 3,000 injuries. Women, children, the Israelis don't have boundaries, red lines, they don't have them. But when we as civilians try to condemn them, they turn us into terrorist supporters and terrorist funders.
A funeral speaker read the names of the dead.
Muhammad Mahdi Ali Ammar, Abbas Fadl Yassin, Muhammad Hassan Nuruddin, and the child Muhammad Bilal Kanj.
And then just as the bugle came in, a bang. There was silence and the names continued. Word is going around that another blast has gone off from somebody's pager close by here. But the funeral is continuing. Pallbearers are laying down the coffins in front of photographs. In fact, it was a walkie-talkie. Lebanon's government said Israel detonated the radios. The Ministry of Health said over a dozen people were killed and at least 450 wounded. After the coffins were carried out to be buried, the explosions continued.
Motorcycles streaming down the street and ambulances. They've blocked off one of the streets that an ambulance just went down. It's not clear what's happened, but clearly they're wounded.
Lebanon is used to war, but not like this. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Beirut.